Now it's recording. Now you might want to make sure you get good spikes there, right?
Okay.
So you see the general idea. Just turn things up if there's a problem. This one should go up to the line, but not too much over. All righty. We're here. This is Free Radio Santa Cruz. FreakRadio.org. We're normally at 101.3 in 2014, but our transmitter's down. If you know anybody that it was on some high ground where we could put it, preferably with the tree so we can hide it, let us know.
How about a building?
Building would work good, too.
Maybe a skyscraper.
Have you got one?
we have one in our downtown
that are empty.
We're not that radical.
We can put it on the Rittenhouse building.
We don't want to lose our transmitters.
Or 75 River Street.
That's partly why we're not on air. We're scared that we're going to lose it in a foreclosure situation. So we're on the internet now, and I'm talking to Pat and John, the Colbys. They won Activist of the Month for July. Why don't you tell us what you did in July that caused you to win this?
I'll hand it over to John.
Well, I think the high point of July was when we video recorded Officer Azua, Bill Azua, racially profiling four African American youth downtown Santa Cruz.
Young men, they weren't youth.
Teenagers.
No, they weren't teenagers. They were in their 20s.
Okay, in their
20s.
Don't insult them. Young men.
Mm-hmm.
And they were basically Azua falsely gave one of the young men a smoking citation when the man hadn't been smoking. None of them had cigarettes in their hands.
Except for one had one back behind his ear.
Right, one behind his ear.
Tend to smoke.
That wasn't the perpetrator.
Right, but anyways, the guy who he cited wasn't holding a cigarette. There was no cigarette anywhere.
There was no smell. I witnessed that he wasn't smoking.
And then Azua, it was obvious from the situation that Azua was trying to work these youth up, because he ran the guy for priors after he cited him, so obviously he was using that as a pretext to try to find something on this guy.
Which is something I've never seen any other officer do.
Right. So he ran him for priors, and then when I started video recording, well, you could tell just from the video recording, these young men were very, very worked up, and I think that Azua was hoping that they would get worked up enough that he would have an excuse to...
He was creating crime where there was none.
Right.
He was trying
to justify his budget, right?
Right. So
he was trying to provoke a fight so he could slam their face or break their bones or something.
And then claim that they were resisting arrest.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like Barnett has done when he's not videotaped.
That's why it's important to videotape. I notice their behavior tends to change.
Actually, Azua was quite... He was still quite an asshole while he's being video recorded.
Well, we'll just say asshole. He was really aggressive. He was holding his gun handle.
Pig is fine. Asshole should be good, too.
And instead of looking at a suspect, both officers there, we have the videos posted on YouTube under... If you go to Santa Cruz and AZUA, you'll get all five of those videos, because he followed them around the downtown stalking them, him and the other officer, still trying to find them to provoke a fight. But what he did is he ran them out because they were, I guess it's illegal to be in downtown Santa Cruz while being black. But he did have his hand on his gun handle. He was very aggressive, staring at John, trying to intimidate us. Also chewing gum, which I think is unprofessional for a police officer, just like leering at a woman bending over or flipping off protesters. So any officers listening out there, I want you to know, if you do any of those things in front of me, I will file a citizen's complaint, and I will push other people to do it. So, you know, you might keep your finger down. You might not leer at women when they're bending, because I'm a taxpayer, and I pay your salary, and that's not professional behavior. So you need to do your job the proper way.
Well, they could be concealing a weapon down there.
But I don't think she was a suspect in that case.
Yeah, and the woman, when I told her what... one of the officers did, and this was when they were running into Crossroads on a call, and Sergeant Lamas was right behind the guy that stopped to leer at this woman. But when I did tell her what that officer did, she was really angry and disgusted. So women don't like those elevator stairs or stopping and leering, because it's really creepy when you're not in a police uniform, and it's even creepier and totally inappropriate and unprofessional when you are in one.
But that's Santa Cruz's finest.
But I'm paying your salary, so as a woman and a taxpayer paying your salary, don't do it.
Dying. I know. I used to complain
about... I'll call you in on it.
I used to complain about that officer who... So he molested all those women, but somebody
Bruce
shot
Baker?
Him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't really complain about him anymore.
Yeah, well, right. That's what we heard.
He got political. Shot by another sex pervert.
You know? Right, yeah.
But getting back to the incident where you were... So you photographed the police hassling, and that's online.
Video.
Or video.
And also what he did is that there were other smokers who
that's
were,
the one that gets me. Is
right,
like,
there were other people smoking
right
who were not, who weren't black, and they were right in front of him. One
right
woman
complaining
to him,
right to, while right smoking.
was complaining to him while she was smoking and waving the cigarette in her hand, and he didn't cite her for smoking. So he can't claim that he wasn't aware she wasn't smoking because she was
smoking. They brought it up because the guy yelled, "Hey, she's smoking and you're not doing anything."
Right, so it was obvious.
And then
that
she came up to him to complain about somebody saying, "Hey, she's smoking." So,
well, no, she complained to him because I was video recording her because she thought that video recording from a public sidewalk that was illegal, that I didn't have the right to do
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, and then the shift supervisor, assistant manager came out and
claimed that I was violating his constitutional rights by filming his employees from the sidewalk.
Hey, people, there's a supposed
there's
smoking.
A recent Supreme Court decision that the police
smoking.
Have no expectation of privacy while
and
they're on duty.
The people don't. I
have
mean,
it in the
California
public.
Law, basically, the consent law is that if you don't have an expectation of privacy, you can be recorded.
Right. Yeah. You're in public. You're doing news gathering activity. You did post it.
We're
you
journalists.
Are a journalist. You published. That makes you a journalist.
Right.
Not a fucking college degree.
Right.
The fact that you publish, and anyone can go out and publish.
Yeah, it's called. You hit the upload button.
Yeah.
We're
it's,
still
it's
trying to work
Amendment
on Robert
right.
Norris to learn how to hit
well,
the upload button.
You know, he does what he does. You know.
So that one's for you, Robert. We're going to train you. I'm going to make you learn. No matter how much you fight, you won't be delegating it off to
could
everyone.
Be activist of the month someone day.
Well, maybe you'll vote him next month.
We'll see. You have to be a member of the collective. So you have to. If you join the collective, you could vote.
Oh, maybe
right.
We'll have to do that.
So if we
but,
join
but
the collective,
I'm trying to keep it not just people you're friends with and stuff, but did they do something that month?
Well,
was
of
it reasonably local?
Don't you know we're squeaky clean? We go, you know, we go by the rules and regulations.
Right.
There's pretty much most of the laws are pretty fair. You just follow them. There's no reason for people to be breaking them. And the police officers need to, as far
they need
from,
to not break the
from
law
a
either.
Civil rights standpoint,
they need to set an example,
you need
at
to
least, you know?
Not profile groups. If you're going to enforce a law such as the smoking ban, you need to do it against all people or
right.
no people.
Right.
And against tourists, too.
Tourists
exactly.
and residents, because they go unhindered. In fact, we
I've
have
seen
to
this,
tell
I've
them.
Seen this
you
happen.
Can call it tourist privilege if you're
I've seen it exactly happened with a friend of mine, a relative of
same
mine.
Same thing with skateboarding.
They were about to get a ticket for their dog in San Lorenzo, and they were complaining, and he was going to write them two tickets for it.
Right.
But then he said, "Well, we're from Marin." The ticket book went away.
But you don't want to scare away the people with money.
That's right.
Because after all, downtown, they think all it is for people to spend money in the shops.
Exactly.
But downtowns notoriously are places for people to gather. That support their city.
They're
a traditional
spaces.
Public forum decided
exactly.
by the Supreme Court for some time now for the free exchange of ideas that are necessary for a democracy.
Exactly.
You know?
It's
they're
not just for shopping.
It's not a fucking fascist state like down there where the signs are all illegal the shopkeepers put out. You know, they never get busted
and
for
you know,
that. You can barely navigate that place. I'm always like,
oh, yeah.
there's no
there's
room.
All
they've
these
they've
ADA
taken over.
Violations.
They've privatized all the public yeah. space downtown.
Can yeah. I say something real fast?
Go for
I
it.
I want to say that I did a PowerPoint presentation on Pamela Comstock's rude and inappropriate remark where she called the vendors and performers sidewalk clutter. And if you go to Santa Cruz sidewalk clutter, there's a PowerPoint presentation that was given to the city council. And I pointed out all these ADA violations, and those ADA violations, they have done nothing to fix them. So I guess it's going to take...
Lawsuits.
Some legal action.
Yeah.
That'll
someone's
cost
damaged.
The taxpayers.
We're working on getting that going.
So
but
you
we can't
taxpayers,
go into that.
You should get them to fix these things before they get all these horrendous crimes that you end up paying for. taxpayer like all those accountability.
Deaths in the jail that they're going to get wrongful deaths.
Yeah, well, we're talking
over.
Millions of dollars.
Grand juries decided that the sheriffs were at fault in the county.
Yeah, you know, you should be holding your politicians accountable.
Look at the Oakland Police Department. They've had so many judgments against them, and they just eat the money because the taxpayers aren't footing the bill.
Yeah, just like Barrasone, he litigates everything to death because, hell,
he makes money for
he's making money for every
billable
hour. Yeah,
Broadbent's been a boon to his wallet. You know,
yeah, so, you know.
Nazi salute case.
Yeah, how much
is
that cost?
Yeah, Robert Norse has been supporting Barrasone's way of life.
Also, the harassment of criminalizing the homeless costs the taxpayers, from what I'm getting, every time they write a citation,
it's huge.
It's $400 to $1,000 to process through the courts, and they usually don't get any money back.
Right.
And if they throw them in jail, it's $3,000 to $5,000 per citation. And they do hundreds of citations.
Mm, that's why not much comes of those citations.
So, you know, as a taxpayer, I'd be really angry that they're wasting, you know, my money that way.
Yeah.
So you need to call them. You need to come to the council meetings. There's orals usually at.
You need to mob them.
Usually
like
around
Santa 5
p.m.
Does.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the you wouldn't you rather have your tax money go to busting gangbangers and drug dealers and drug addicts that are breaking into houses?
Take Back Santa Cruz was supposed to be about.
You know, when brought that up at this last city council meeting, they were laughing. They found
Chrissy
it really funny.
Chrissy Brown and James Burnett
Matt Snow.
What?
And Louis Ruble.
Louis Ruble, famous from the Hall of Shame.
Oh, yeah, and Louis Ruble, plaid shorts and a striped, beat-up knit three-button
shirt. He looked like a bum, didn't he?
You look like a geek. You need to have your supermodel wife.
Your
she's
Russian
the better
supermodel
clothes.
Wife.
So. And don't worry, I'll be asking you at the next city council meeting. I'll take a little bit out of my speech time to ask you what was so funny about that. Because I always thought Take Back Santa Cruz was against, was for public safety and against crime. But you found that really funny.
Well, wait a minute, they're foisting criminals upon us. This child molester, he only got like a couple years now?
Yeah, he got off with like basically 2 years.
And also the judge, from what John says, the judge.
Who was the judge?
I don't know which judge. Was it Gallagher? But he didn't let them look at Salazar, he didn't let them look at his computer, which is
thousands
come on.
Of, yeah.
He's sharing with other pedophiles. They could have found
same
other
thing,
pedophiles.
Simons wouldn't let him look at a computer of this person
well,
I know.
Well,
he's not
a pedophile. Wrong. What's it called when they go for
a... They're basically a...
Just after proof
sex, it. They're a sexual offender of opportunity. They don't really... You know, they're not... Pedophiles generally are attracted to prepubescent children.
Right.
But the girls that he was going after were like 13 and 14.
They had just developed.
Right. So he's just basically what we call the... child sex offender of opportunity.
Statutory rape.
But he's a monster.
Well, still child under 15, though. Still
under 15 is not
But,
very,
you know, still saying, you know, he's only getting 2 years. He should have gotten 2 years
but
for
those
every
pictures,
action.
I heard there was 8 year-olds in the pictures.
Oh, yeah.
8 year-olds, dude. Right,
yeah.
That's your
that's
pedophile.
True. Yeah, that's what I was also really disgusting is on the Sentinel article where it described the sentencing, there were all these Take Back Santa Cruz people who were posting, making excuses for
blaming the victim,
blaming the victim, saying, oh, he's being persecuted by the system because he added all the needles on the beaches. And then they said, oh, the girl was dating a 30-year-old. She seduced him.
Well, now, Robert tells me that Take Back Santa Cruz is not for fucking child molesting, and yet now you're telling me they're supporting it.
Yeah,
and they
tell
are supporting
what your
it.
Comment was and what got deleted. The only
This is the only comment that got deleted that I know of from that comment form is I said, oh, Santa Cruz judges are soft on crime. They don't care about children.
Right.
Now, why did their comments apologizing for the...
Who deleted it?
Blaming the victim.
I must have been someone who works for the Santa Cruz Sentinel. Why did a comment like that get deleted and censored, yet their comments, you know, basically being inappropriate apologies, you know, making apologies for this child molester, you know, stay up.
Well, so that's why we have Free Radio Santa Cruz in Indy Bay, because you're not going to hear the real news in the fucking corporate news media.
No, you aren't.
So you're
I
not.
Guess
they lie. They molest children. They're fucking scum. The worst scum you can imagine. Running this fucking town. I don't know how you people can sit there and get down on protesters and shit, and you support these fucking child molesters. You people are fucking sick.
Well, I think you're sick. but I won't use the F word. But
oh, this is free radio. I get to say fucking all I want.
We were doing it one time, Robert and I, but I'd like to say there's other crimes that take back Santa Cruz members I'm gathering.
They don't care about rape. They don't care about rape at all.
I volunteer at the Circle Church. They do a feeding, a sunrise cafe from 4 a.m. to 9 a.m. every day with AT in it. So Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, and I make a scramble with meat and veggies for them. But what I'm hearing is there's one clown in a silver big SUV, Toyota Tacoma, and he has like a silver Robar. And he's going around shooting paintballs at people's windows to break them. And if he hits somebody with their window down, it'll blow their face off. There's another character that's throwing bottles at women. Saying,
oh, because
these
of the Circle Church.
These are Take Back Santa Cruz.
They're attacking the Circle Church because the Circle Church specifically
is... No, they're attacking individuals. They're these are hate crimes. These are hate criminals.
Not just on the circles.
No, this is all around
Santa
Cruz.
These are hate bias crimes.
Well, somebody put a pair on Becky's tailpipe. You know, these people are serious criminals.
We know who did that.
Yeah, they are.
They're also threatening to do some van on Grandview. They posted a ride on topic, Santa Cruz.
This is out of fucking Nazi Germany.
They
got one hand the fucking police are keeping down the true heroes like yourselves and heroettes.
And the police are on the Take Back Santa Cruz
and then they got their brown shirt on and are breaking the law and beating you up and fucking doing all this.
And all the people, these
vigilante
victims,
crime.
They can't get anything done because they can't go to the police because they know. The police are in bed with them.
Oh, they're molesting kids too, you know? Fuck that shit.
Well, I want to say I saw Officer Pidcock listen to this woman that had either firecrackers or gunshots shot at her at the 4th of July, her and a group of people. You could see where all this had happened. He called her right after she got done, right in front of someone that wasn't aware that the police do not serve the homeless. They do not protect them.
That's right.
And he said, I think you're a liar, right to her face. Can you imagine an officer saying that? This woman was so scared for her life. She was so upset. We had to drive over there to get her bike and try to find her purse, which was gone, and get her stuff because she was too afraid to go back there. And Officer Pidcock called her a liar right to her face. And I told him, you're lucky I didn't have I usually have a digital audio recorder because I would have recorded that.
Yeah.
And after I told that, then he tried to...
Backpedal.
But... as a homeless person, they are not protected by Officer Pidcock.
No. Or the rest of the SCPD.
None of them. None of them. Those guys are
Hernandez.
Just there to get these, you know, 90% pensions.
But they're not arresting the Take Back people that are doing assault.
They're criminalizing homeless people for so-called nuisance crime.
On a
falling asleep.
Being a nuisance is a crime.
The gang
existing.
And the West Side Surf Gang, which a lot of officers were part of that surf group.
Remember,
with the meth.
Again, this is the Nazi thing. There's got to be a scapegoat. There's got to be a Jew.
In America,
it's the fucking homeless.
You take a marginalized group and
scapegoat them for all the problems of the homeless fault. Give me a fucking break.
But see, it's basically how democratic societies are taken over. Not that democratic anymore.
Republic.
But you start with the outer marginalized groups, and then you work your way in towards the more functional groups for society.
Oh,
you're
getting a call. Free radio. You're interrupting the show. Here we go. Hold on. Hello, caller?
Eve, please.
Caller?
Are you there?
Huh? Sorry, Pat.
There you go.
Just ran into Steve Plates. I told him to call.
You're on the air, caller. With the activists of the month for July.
Well, we know who the caller is.
Sure. She has a show here.
But we won't identify her unless she wants to be.
The Save Our Shores detail went fine.
Oh, were they allowed
they
into
didn't
the
even
forbidden
show
area?
Up. They just. Huh?
Were they allowed into the forbidden, the new forbidden area around the tannery?
Yeah.
So that it's not going to be an exaggeration on the needles from the Take Back people?
Well, there were needles found. I didn't find
them. There are needles, which, I acknowledge the needles are found, but it seems like when it's only take back, and it's not Save Your Shores, regular people, the needle numbers are like 5 times more than usual.
Well, they also, you know, use needles while they're molesting kids and take back Santa Cruz. They got to do something
from
with those needles.
From my observation, there's quite a few paramedics, and who has access to use needles to drop to be counted for an exaggeration?
Yeah, there was an emphasis on the count of the needles.
So they went into the forbidden area?
Well, I didn't, because I didn't see a sign that said stay up. I only know that down the way, in a certain spot between the footbridge and the tannery, there's signs every 5 feet.
I see. So it was improper to use like that.
And at the picnic tables, they stopped making them. So where the tannery folks live, it's technically okay to be there, I guess.
Oh, that small
the
area?
The public can't go on the public properties.
Well, the police won't know that. The police will just say it's all, you know.
Yeah, but it's still...
Wait. So the public can't go on the tannery? They can't go to
the
parts
woods,
of the tannery?
The woods, right on that, right on opposite the trail, you know, as you go by the tannery.
But the tannery folks can go there?
It's a public park.
Well, it used to be, but remember...
Yeah, it says everybody, but, you know...
They've been saying the tannery people can't go on there either.
That's
woods.
What I heard.
Yes, that does.
I have heard that too.
Yeah, but she's saying that the part near the tannery isn't posted the same way over by the walk footbridge is posted.
Yeah.
Right at the edge of the building, it starts posting them.
Hey, wait till they make you get an ID and a gate.
Well, yeah, because if that area is legal, the homeless will just move there. It's like whack-a-mole. They're just, you know, they'll bob up somewhere. They got to be somewhere.
Yeah, if you don't want to see them, give them a community center.
Well, that's the thing. You know, if the homeless would just fucking start standing up themselves for their rights and just go downtown. They don't want them downtown, so start clustering there.
They can't because the officers will harass them and stalk them.
Well, the trouble is, yeah, it's hard for them to organize because they have nowhere to sleep that the police can't.
But there's more of us than there are of the dictators.
But the community doesn't really the community doesn't care.
There are a lot of kids.
The community does.
Coral, you're going in and out.
I just said there are a lot of children, kids under age 10, picking up trash and all that. They wouldn't let them go down where the needles were, though.
Okay. Well, there's a new Sharps container over by the courthouse.
Oh, yeah.
You seen that big red box?
By the courthouse?
Yeah, but by the Occupy ground, actually. Occupy's gone, but now there's a Sharps container there.
Well, Pat has a solution for the needle problem. Basically, if you don't make it illegal to carry a needle, then people won't find it necessary to dump their needles.
There's that. Yeah, there's unintended consequences.
When I was thinking about running for city council, and we were working on our platform, I was going to ask that there be a 6-month moratorium on being arrested just for carrying needles. If they have the drugs on them, arrest them. If they're under the influence, arrest them, but don't arrest them for the needles, so that they would be able to carry them on them and dispose of them more responsibly.
Like for diabetics, et cetera.
It's like if less needles, if we could see that there was a drop in needles being left behind, then that is a semi-solution.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody's bringing up any solutions. They're only bringing up negatives. Micah liked that idea when I pitched it to him.
There you go. So, Coral, you got more to add here because we're getting feedback because there's none of the headphones work here because Free Radio needs money.
Well, they're nice headphones. No, carry on.
All right. Thanks for calling.
I keep trying to get Robert to offer to cut his hair into a crew cut and shave off his beard to raise like $4,000 or $5,000 to sit in there, but he still won't go for it. So I'm still trying on you, Robert. We could raise some money for a Cop Watch video, for headphones, upgrade the equipment here in the radio.
Yeah, Robert could support this whole operation.
Well, you know, September 29th, 2014, is the 10-year reunion, or actual anniversary, of the arrest here, where the federal marshals came in with the FCC and arrested the equipment.
They arrested the
equipment?
They had
warrants for the equipment, yes.
Well, did it rape? Did it rob?
That's why somebody's got to arrest that record player. Don't let him get away.
Before I forget, I want to do a pitch for the Circle Church.
All right.
They do a lot of feedings for the poor and the homeless,
uh-huh.
And they could really... use coffee donations. So when you go, and I notice Safeway has it on sale periodically, like Folgers or even the Safeway brand, when you go and buy some coffee for yourself, buy an extra one for the Circle Church. Mm-hmm. You know, like once a month, once every other month, it would really help them, because they're actually, I'm not really into organized religion, but they are doing God's work, and they're doing good works, mm-hmm. just in general, if you're into karma. They're doing really good stuff, and, you know, they really do help a lot of people, and we treat them with dignity, and we try mm-hmm. to give them a safe and welcoming environment.
That's, I mean, that's what, you know, the Son of Man said, you know, you got to help the poor, or right. you're not part
yeah,
of it,
but
you're
the,
among the goats rather than the
they
sheep.
They said the right. things that they need the most, their biggest expense is coffee, because that isn't... They can't get that from Second Harvest.
Right.
So please, you know, just buy two coffees, drop one off at the Circle Church, or, you know, if you know me, you can call me. I'll pick it up and take it to the Circle Church on Saturday.
There you go. That does. You do a lot of activism besides just the protests and the cop
watch.
Well,
really what we do is advocacy.
You do advocacy.
Right.
Which is, which by your definition, is actually going there and helping
individuals
one by one.
Well, yeah, and it's also different because... Activism is more, I don't know how to parse this, but advocacy is...
No ums or rahs. You know,
well,
we don't want...
You explain...
We don't want our buddy DBS
explain,
on
Patricia,
topics to go
Patricia, why don't you explain the difference between advocacy and activism?
Oh, gosh, let me try to think what I said, because advocates kind of... Activists work with groups of people to motivate them to stand up and protest, whereas
right.
advocates... work with people on individual basis, like we'll go with them to advocate for them at doctor's appointments, mm-hmm. advocate at the emergency
room. Or with
room,
the government.
Or like with, mm-hmm. I've done some homeless service center stuff to get them onto the 180. I have a person that I call at the housing authority that I leave messages of people's names and numbers, and he helps them. So, and, you know, I can usually get a response from Mark within, like, sometimes only an hour or two or a day. So I've helped a lot of people that have vouchers but can't find places
to get extensions.
They just basically
fall through the cracks because regulations are stupid.
Mm-hmm. And they don't know how to navigate all these extensions.
Not just the homeless, we have all kinds of issues, but even regular people can't deal with bureaucracies.
Oh, we help
you don't know
who
all
needs
the fucking
help.
Rules. I mean, you need experience because they've got all these little rules they don't tell you about. They're not there to give you benefits. They're there to deny
exactly.
them.
And I'm
they
the form queen, so mm-hmm. I know how to get through all the BS of the forms.
Right.
So I always offer that to people because, you know, we all pay taxes because we pay
at
with
least
sales
for sales
tax.
Which so, pretty much
you know,
hits everybody.
Yeah.
The government for all the people, it should be there for all their needs. Because I didn't have children, so I should say, oh, I don't want any of my money
going
to public education.
Yeah, but you get all kinds of other benefits
no,
from school.
No, but I am a product of
sure.
when the public education in California
exactly.
was good.
Exactly.
So you either have used it, you're going to use it with your family, or you're going to use it with your grandchildren.
Or it's going to benefit you in some way.
Right.
Well, education benefits everyone.
Right,
I mean,
exactly.
It increases the economy for everybody to have
right.
education. You know, that's
right.
why. So the IMF, you know, that's one of the first things they want countries to cut is their education and
right.
shit, so they can pay the bankers off. Fuck that. Default on your fucking loans.
Well, it was
fuck
the corporations
IMF.
That set up public educations because they wanted worker be clerks to be smart.
They need
enough.
To be certain training. Yeah, exactly. But they don't want them to think for themselves.
But
they don't
want them
thinking.
To do art or politics or anything.
Well, they'd like to get that out of the
curriculum. Because art actually serves a great purpose. It teaches people how to problem solve and how to think outside boxes. Because with our world crumbling around us, with mm-hmm. global warming, we need out-of-the-box thinkers. We need mm-hmm. an out-of-the-box thinker will come up with a cure for cancer. An out-of-the-box thinker will come up with a cure for male baldness, you know? So you want those. And
that's going to be a bald out-of-the-box thinker.
But see... what I'm getting from the leaders in our country and all over the world, they don't want free thinkers.
No,
we're
no,
dangerous.
They challenge
they
their power. I mean,
of course they don't.
They require idiots in order to keep their power.
They want people who are just smart enough to pull the levers,
right.
exactly.
but who aren't smart enough to,
exactly.
you know, make any agitate for any change.
Exactly.
Hey, I can tell you if there's an apocalypse, or
that's later in the show.
Or what is it called?
Armageddon?
The end of days? Armageddon?
End of days, yeah. End
comes,
of global warming.
Please come shoot me first, because people are ugly now, and they're collecting guns and bullets, And when there is no electricity.
At least Americans are.
Yeah.
And when they're, but not on the left.
But when they're on.
Why isn't the left burying weapons? They should be burying weapons. Didn't they learn anything from the Civil War in Spain? Well,
people are ugly now because they want to shut down all feedings that help poor people, make it illegal. Make it illegal to fart, to breathe, to smile.
It's enabling people to exist.
So, yeah, I don't want to live with you. Come and shoot me.
It's enabling the bum.
Yeah. Oh, the parasites, the welfare.
The parasite class. And you know that term is actually one that was used by Hitler and the Nazis.
It's the same program.
It's fascist language.
You know what I find funny about Take Back? There's a certain member, we'll just call her a bird, who is the biggest welfare queen. She's living Section 8. You've been subsidizing her meth, her DUI driving. She never registers her car. She's been more out of registration in the last 4 years than she's been in. So she's drunk driving.
Without insurance,
and she's a time bomb. So watch yourself on the west side.
That's typical for Take Back Santa Cruz.
And she's a Take Back Santa Cruz member.
At least she's not a child molester like the rest of them.
And they call her their snark dog.
They're a attack dog, and she's calling out junkies and stuff, and she is one. She also has some real issues with
women?
With women, but she has some gender issues. She's LGBT hater.
She's an LGBTQ
hater. She was arrested
hater.
In 2008 for being high on meth, pot, drugs that were not prescribed to her, and alcohol at the same time. They didn't come in the house for her, but she was the one they arrested. She repeatedly called the female officer a dyke and a cunt like over a dozen times. So she's a
real... And she tried to escape arrest, too.
Excuse my profanity, but she's a real piece of shit. POS.
I'll put you on.
Yeah, and she's being subsidized, and she's
by
still
your
doing
money
fraud.
For
she's
for
living
Section
alone
A.
in a two-bedroom that should be going to a family. But
well,
again, we didn't say her name. But
we have another caller.
All right.
Hey, man.
No
How
Take Back
are you
Santa
doing?
Cruz callers. That's
Dave,
disappointing.
Dave
All right, Darren. We can hear you now.
Well, I just gotta stay in touch. You know, I like to try. I'm up and down whether or not I'm active or not. But I like to think of myself as an activist. And on
you
Saturdays,
are,
I go to the post office for the Food Not Bombs feed. It's a really nice gathering of people there. I didn't know they had anything at the Red Church on Saturdays. That young lady was talking said the Red Church on Saturday. I usually do Red Church on Monday.
Monday, I think she's talking about the Circle Church.
Circle Church.
Oh, Circle Church. Oh, I see.
Yeah, you got to come in and eat my scramble sometime.
Okie dokie. I will.
I guess I'm known for scrambles and brownies.
Okay, then who's this?
Pat.
You know Pat and John.
Oh, sure. Hey. Oh, yeah, great.
They won Activist of the Month for July.
Yeah, that's right. The Activist of the Month. That's right. I have that on my menu. I was supposed to be listening to this now. No wonder I'm listening to you guys.
No,
I have it on
no,
my
no,
schedule.
And by the way,
okay, talk to y'all later. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thanks, David.
Thanks.
Bye, David.
You know, for the other free radio DJs, I happen to know that David listens on a stream that we can't see that he's listening. So there may be many more listeners out there than we realize.
Well,
so
I know
a
that
lot of
because
people are
we've
going
been
below
on
the
radio. The
radar, the NSA.
Well, I think it was like link.org or something. They were because it's on their Roku. They listen to it through their Roku.
Yeah, I know a lot of Take Back Santa Cruz members have been following Robert's radio show.
Yeah, he's got a
They seem to get
avid,
really obsessed and excited
whenever
John or I are on
right,
the radio.
Right, they love Robert's radio show.
Or love to hate
Take
it.
Take Back Santa Cruz, just, you know, they're really addicted to Robert's
need,
radio
they
show.
They need a villain, right?
Oh, just so they know, I...
Unfortunately, Robert doesn't molest little kids, or he could be a member of Take Back Santa Cruz.
Yeah, well, then they'd be advocating that he'd be put in jail and you know, throw away the
they
key.
They want him to get 20 years to life.
No, as long as he doesn't talk about homeless, that's the only, you know, molest little kids, like you said, they're all for child molesters, rapists.
Oh, yeah, they're seducing
as
these
As long as
30,
they're Take Back Santa Cruz members.
White-collar fraud.
As long as they're Take Back Santa Cruz members and they hate the homeless, well, then they're in the club.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's so funny that some of the homeless haters should be homeless because they're doing fraud.
They
they're
will.
Doing drugs.
They will be.
And by the way, you know, our little bird friend's talking about being a gun. One of the things about the lease, too, is you're not allowed to have firearms.
Yeah. In Section 8, you're not allowed to own guns, and she obviously wants to own a gun.
Yeah,
and
we
so.
Had the,
really?
The West Sider Gang, Surf Gang safe house
now,
there
what about
where
on
they
SSI?
Were running guns.
What?
What about on SSI? Can you have a gun on SSI?
I think you can be on SSI
you
and
just
own a
can't
gun.
Be in Section 8.
You just can't. In Section 8 housing, you cannot be a resident and own a gun.
And, well, wait a minute. That's a second degree right here. I don't see. They can't
well, we
condition.
Should be armed.
No, it's a
because the criminals living there are armed.
Your landlord can basically make a condition that on the premises you cannot have firearms. I mean, you can own a gun, but it can't be on the premises.
Oh, I see. I see. So you can be Section 8 and keep your gun in a storage.
But unfortunately, in Section 8, they the police drop their confidential informants. Like all the ones that they have at Section 8 that are still committing crimes.
Yeah.
And they can do anything they want.
What do you mean by that?
Because they're protected
by
the police. They're confidential informants.
They can drive DUI, unregistered, uninsured. Right.
Well, yeah, if you're,
If the police want to drop criminals somewhere, what better place to drop them than in a Section 8 complex?
Because the Section 8 residents won't complain.
They're not going to complain, but they're not going to jump them into a middle-class neighborhood where the people will be marching to
City
Hall.
Yeah, you were telling me that Section 8...
The John Stewart Company allows all these criminals. In fact, they treat them like...
Royalty.
Royalty, and they break all the rules.
Statistically, Section 8 apartments have a huge, much
right,
higher.
Right. Well, this study was done in the late in the mid 90s, and they found that they have crime rates which are like 10 times the average of non Section 8 apartments. Uh-huh. So that was when they made this rule, this basically one strike rule, that if you were convicted of certain kinds of crimes, that you couldn't live in Section 8,
you
but
mean, like,
it doesn't
the confidential
really mean anything.
Informants
but it doesn't
in
really
Mission
mean
Gardens?
Anything because they don't enforce it, so it's meaningless. Huh?
But that would be at the federal level. Could you sue?
Well,
no.
I mean that basically when if the, the apartment management, when they know it comes to their attention, which I brought to their attention that these people had committed crimes for which they should have been evicted, because they fit the definition of this one strike thing, because they were certain kinds of crimes or they were. They were crimes.
That's
that
a matter of public record, and it can be easily proven that they did.
Yeah, right. I had
you
all
provided
the
that
records.
Evidence.
I had
so
all the records.
You?
I was my tenancy was terminated. This is the 1 year anniversary.
They got the whistleblower.
Not the
ones that should have been
right, exactly.
It was terminated.
I wasn't evicted.
So
my tenancy.
So
because you can never rent again
Nathan,
once you get on.
No. Nathan Benjamin was never forced to substantiate all the false claims that he made.
Well, you can still sue him. You still got standing on it over 2 years.
But we want the government to come and do their job. We want the big gorilla to stomp all the little gorillas. That's what gorilla advocacy is about.
You have standing on this one. This is what you
great
could.
Standing.
You couldn't take this one. Like,
we have
normally
damages.
Your homeless stuff, you don't have standing. It's the homeless people who have the standing. You could take this one and really stick it to them on it.
Oh, we have damages. He does.
Well, you had to leave the state and everything.
Yeah.
Well, there's more than that, but I don't want to discuss it. But, you know, just... Be kind to every roaming van around, because it could be my brother living in his POS van in your
don't
neighborhood.
Don't say things like that. That means he has an intent to lodge.
Oh my God, camping
and if you help him, that's a felony conspiracy to help someone sleep.
Having the need to sleep, to poop, to pee. You know what I realized?
Oh, poop! Forget about poop.
A dog has more rights on.
That's
in Santa
right.
Cruz.
A car has more rights.
A dog has more rights on Pacific
they
Avenue than a
poop,
person does.
Masturbate, sleep. Bark as loud as they want. And remember when you approached that officer?
Yeah, I approached Ian Burnham, Officer Burnham, and because this woman had just let her dog pee in the planter right in front of him. And I said, did you see what that woman did? Her dog peed, in the planter right in front of you. And he said, well, it's good that he peed in the planter. I said, well, yeah, but I mean, are they allowed to pee? I thought they're not allowed to pee on Pacific Avenue. And he took out his little rule book. And it used the word that dogs aren't allowed to be with someone that's
panhandling.
No, to defecate. So he said, well, pissing doesn't fall into the definition of defecation. So basically I talked to this other officer and I said, so basically a person can't pee on Pacific Avenue,
but
a dog can.
Yeah,
people care about dogs. The one person who got a hung jury at Peace Camp 2010 is because he had a puppy.
I do want to say this, even though it's been posted that we're cop haters. We aren't cop haters, because it's only a few bad apples, but I've run into a lot of SCPD that are really good and really do want to do their job. Unfortunately,
they can't,
they're caught
because the system
in the politics.
Won't let them.
And they have to protect
the
few
the system itself is
aggressive
corrupt.
And bad cops. So unfortunately, when all this goes on with the abuse of the homeless or somebody that's black or Latino, this makes you all look bad. So
if I were
you, I'd come forward and not
be
held accountable for
but
those
look what
dirty
happens
cops.
To them, though. I mean, they're You got kicked out of the state, you know?
Right, but I'm fighting back. I'm not being silent.
You got guts. You're a hero. Police do not have guts.
Right.
Yeah.
They got these cushy jobs with really nice benefits.
They know the other
They get to beat people up at will, you know? They get to shoot people.
But I'm saying is I was willing to risk being killed by any of these Mission Gardens criminals.
What more can they take from us?
By blowing the whistle on them. So I was willing to give up my life to blow the whistle on these criminals.
You've got courage. Police don't. You know, it's just the
difference. You know what I find ironic is on the TV, all the cops are really good and really care about people.
Of course
they're all
to.
Law and order.
I know.
But the,
and they always solve the cases, too.
The truth, in reality, is cops are not like that. They either don't care or they're not allowed by the chief of police or the politics.
Yeah.
Or they're just bad cops, like these cops that rape women, you know, force them to do sexual favors.
Right.
Or they'll, you know...
Go to jail. I used one was like in court, in front of the fucking judge.
So
he's fucking feeling up this woman, takes her aside.
Are
to
you
look
serious?
For her. Yeah, and her kid's crying about why. And then they arrest a woman because she's going to the judge. He went in there and he was molesting me, Your Honor. And
right, in the court?
And she was saying, the guy was saying, you better retract it or I'm going to arrest you for a false report. And they fucking arrest and the kid's crying. It's just horrible.
And they probably
horrible.
Their kid
Who's
off
court
this
is, you know, fucking Chicago.
Who's court? Oh, this is in Chicago.
But, you know,
I could send Baker
is an example.
I know.
So they ran all those prostitutes out of town.
Well, we can't say that. We don't know that.
Well, that's I'm getting from credible sources.
Because there were no charges filed, there might be a presumption.
But think about it. Why would they go in front of city council, but they would not, you know, go to an attorney to sue? You know, something strange
happened. Something
happened.
There was some threat.
Well, it makes more sense. And plus the fact you said there was a murder at your apartment complex, Butch Baker shows up with his wife. You know, she doesn't trust him on duty anymore.
Right. I wondered why somebody brought their wife, and then when I found out all the background, I said, oh, she's there to make sure he doesn't...
The police need to be policed.
Right.
Even by their own wives.
Right,
what did we call him that day? I mean, they should...
He had a bad hairpiece on, so we didn't recognize him.
We called him the Three Stooges. They really should have turned...
We called Steve Clark... Deputy Chief Steve Clark, Deputy Chief Rick Martinez, and we call Chief Bogle the Three Stooges.
Which one's got a hairpiece?
Oh, that's Butch Baker. But
we
call them the people running the SCBD the Three Stooges.
Yeah. Well, that also the Three Stooges came in after Carl Raymer's murder. Were investigating it, and they really should have handled it. It was totally mismanaged, and you know, I've talked to Carl's mother, and I really feel bad because all they want is the truth. So I think I'm going to have to turn this over to Cold Justice, or there's another national show on, because the only way that the truth is going
to
come out is we have
to
get it out of the hands of the local government.
This is a real crime. Someone was killed. This is a real crime we'd recognize from TV. Santa Cruz police can, you know, had he been shot within 14 feet of a building, maybe they could have figured it out.
Well, they have bullets going around corners.
They understand those kind of crimes, you know.
They have bullets going around corners.
If he was sitting down while he shot him, maybe he'd be in jail.
But we say it happened at this place. They won't take our witness testimony, but they'll take the criminal
drug addicts, dealers, and gangbangers. We were the only people who called 911, yet they're taking the testimony of the suspect's friends.
Why not have a mass layoff of all the police in town?
Hey, we could shut down HUD, save the taxpayer money. We could shut down the city.
Look at the pensions we save. There's no way that this city's going to be able to afford all these pensions.
They consume more than 50% of the city budget.
Oh, yeah, and more than half of that is pensions.
Yeah, so, you know, if they're not doing their job, just clean it out.
Exactly. That's what gets me about Take Back Santa Cruz. If there's a crime problem, why isn't Take Back Santa Cruz pounding on the doors of the police department?
Because it's only certain crimes that they care about.
Let me make a comment.
Okay.
This was, I think, one of the things that made the infamous meltdown of Aaron Whiting on Steve Plache's Citizens for Better Santa Cruz. I said to him, I don't care if you want to count every single needle, you know, to make sure there's no rocks in those kiosks. And I don't care if you want to, you know, go through every needle and mark them, but you need to stop wasting taxpayer money on your agendas. If you take back Santa Cruz people with trust funds and stuff, all you rich people in Santa Cruz want to pay for that. Hey, I'm all for it. But if you're not going to flip
The bill.
Bill.
No.
And you're going to force and these it
people,
on taxpayers.
Do these people work in Santa Cruz? I'll bet the majority of
well,
them
a lot
work
of them
elsewhere.
Trust
some of them do.
Funds.
They come from the one percenters of the Santa Cruz old
oh,
money.
Oh, because of property values and real estate. And that's the other thing. If you really want to protest against this shit, it's all about property values. So let's take it to the real estate
but,
people.
But
yeah. That's a weak point because there's these people coming in and want to move into this area. Wrong. They don't realize that their property is going to get taken away in a red tag thing.
Right.
That,
yeah,
that they're not protected by the police for rape or real crime.
Right.
And things would happen. Yeah, well, you don't target, you know, the directly in target where the money is. It's in right. the real estate. Target
but here's
the
problem: Santa
people.
Cruz hasn't built regular apartments for regular people.
Since the
when
70s.
They build apartments, all they build is luxury,
sure.
which you have to have a Silicon Valley job to do. So they're building all these 2-story houses. They're building all this housing that the only people that can afford it is people from Silicon Valley. So mm-hmm. they're actually playing the market to keep the value high and the rents high
absolutely.
By not building new apartments. There's a whole bunch of open space in the west side that they could build just regular old apartments. But, you know, they by doing this, they have the market so tight that there's slumlords, there's outrageous. You'll pay $700 for a closet
I know,
per
it's
month.
Ridiculous.
And then you're not allowed to take showers or flush the toilet.
It's ridiculous. And a lot of people want to live here.
And know, then they don't want you to use any electricity, like, you know, to charge your cell phone. They want your money, but they don't want you to use anything. There's a lot of crazy
people.
Are
you people. Talking about rent, rooms that you rent from
rooms
somebody?
To rent,
oh,
and they
yeah.
have all these
oh, my God.
Crazy
those people don't,
rules.
Because these people are not no regular landlords. They think, well, it's my place. I can tell you whatever I want. Uh-uh, you got rights as
oh,
a tenant,
oh, they got
man.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah,
so one of my platforms was to push through a renter's bill of rights, and on the top of the list was going to be just cause evictions, which in this can't. In this county, it doesn't really matter because the judges are pretty dirty.
They're dirty here.
But yeah. it's at least it's a step because renters are not being represented by our city staff or our
the,
city
none
government.
None of the city council are renters, really. I think maybe
no.
one of them is
the majority
a renter.
Have rentals or landlords.
Again, all these
and
people need
funds.
To be fired. I mean, I don't.
You oh, know, definitely.
And you can only do it in mass layoffs. It's almost impossible to fire
well,
one person at a time.
They need to be held accountable by being for the corruption that they've done, that they be prosecuted by a U.S. attorney and
well,
put
yeah,
in prison.
Yeah, we want to see them all as friends.
You
jail.
Also grasp the idea that you need to go outside this jurisdiction.
Oh, yeah.
A
right.
lot
yeah,
of protesters don't get that.
That's what guerrilla advocacy is all about.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
about playing the bigger guerrilla against the little
gorilla.
Well, it's
just divide and conquer. You know, and
right.
they come pre-divided by jurisdiction. So it's already right. there to be used. Protesters just, you know,
right,
they just,
yeah.
just
well,
want to wave
weakest,
a sign. They don't
right.
really want to be effective.
Here's their weakest point, is all this is democratic fraud. So all you have to do is go to the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
You've done that, but I don't quite agree with that policy
but
either because they're not our, the Republicans
change.
Are
but
not
I'm saying
friend.
If I was
they're
in a red
same.
State, then I'd be going to I'd be appealing to
sure.
Democrats to clean up the red state
sure.
corruption.
But the Democrats are all doing this HUD fraud. I mean, a lot of HUD's
some
budget
Democrats.
Is going.
No. It's
Pelosi,
you'll find,
Boxer, Feinstein. They're all in with John Stewart, Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
John Stewart. When you go in, when you see. What happens when articles
when you
get
follow
written,
the paper
they,
trail.
They basically go in and they buy politicians up
oh, yeah.
wherever they operate.
Oh, yeah.
And
they
that's
buy both sides.
Right, but no, they don't buy both sides. They buy...
No.
Because this is a blue state, so they buy... This is a blue
oh.
state, so they buy Democratic politicians. They don't need to buy Republicans.
So the biggest
see.
Mistake
Save a few
these
bucks.
Fraudsters did, this corporate welfare did, was they only paid off one side.
But anyways, you know, if you look at all the corruption that happens in California, almost all of it is Democratic corruption.
Yeah. Brown?
Because they run the state.
Right.
What about Kamala Harris, the Attorney General?
Right.
Even the governor, we have
right,
letters
the governor,
that can't control
the
her.
Governor basically, the office said that about Kamala Harris's Attorney General's office not prosecuting certain things or investigating certain
yep.
things. They say we're not responsible. We don't have any control over her.
But
she's
they
are. It's
politics.
It's politics. It's because the whole,
they're not doing
the
their
whole
job,
political shift spectrum has been shifted to the right. So we're calling Democrats what I would call Republicans of yours.
Yeah, they might as well
they're
be
all
Republicans.
The same.
They're all
the two-party system
well, they're still
isn't
different
working.
Because the Republicans now are outright
well, I mean,
Nazis.
The,
you
what
know?
I'm saying is that they're only different on wedge issues, really. They're on cultural issues, on different on what are basically
yeah.
really
but
they're
not on the
really important.
Stuff,
they're
no.
all basically the same thing.
Well, and also because they're the power addiction, power corrupt. Even Occupy gets corrupt. I saw Occupy get corrupted
right.
very quickly. You know, it's a power will corrupt you. I used to say power to the people. That doesn't really work either. It's very, our system is designed so that you'd get power and get taken out, but we've turned it into this career for these, basically turned it into royalty for these bureaucrats. And
well, you have to make sure that ego doesn't get involved.
There's always got to be accountability, because when there's no accountability, then you're going to have corruption. But when there's accountability and people know.
It's more difficult.
I know, but if you build accountability in the system, but basically the citizens have to be active in holding the, holding the people in power accountable.
Yeah, exactly. You have to know what's going on.
They're the fifth check and balance.
Right, the fourth check and balance. Because when they hold the system in accountable, when someone in politics knows that if they cross the line, they might just go to jail if they, you know, do this dirty deal or they lie.
Well, that's what it should be. Like in Iceland, the bankers had to fucking leave because they were going to go to jail, you know. And that's what we should do. We should arrest these people. We should form our own, you know, courts. That was missing at Occupy. They had a, you know, GA and they had these working groups, executive branch, but there was no legal part to really just
But it's pretty hard to build a parallel legal system.
Well, yeah, sure, but...
You just have to have that.
Yeah, it can be done.
You have to have enough people, and I think that people are getting ready to. They're finally their Selma is dropping off because they can't afford those big screen TVs. They can't afford gas. They can't afford Hummers, and so they're starting to say, "Hey, wait, I don't have a job anymore. I'm one paycheck away from homelessness."
Yep.
Because you're more likely to. Become poor than you are to become rich. So they're starting to wake up, but they're going to wake up a little too late after they've lost all these things.
They say economics is not a suspect class because it can be changed, right? But it's very easy to give away your money, but it's very difficult to get a whole bunch of money.
The American dream is dead, buried, and never coming back.
But that's, again, how to deal with that. Because it's, you know, like disabled is a suspect class, or race or religion are suspect classes, gender and sexual preferences are all suspect classes that are protected with rights.
Right.
So, okay, so there's not one for the homeless. There's not one for the
poor. So,
the rich then. Let's just start making it so if you, you know, if you're rich, you can't come here.
They already are a protected class.
Well, they got the money to buy their way out of it.
You can't come in our restaurant
if you're rich, you know. Or charge them a percentage of their wealth for whatever it is.
A flat tax on for coming in the door.
A flat tax on wealth. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but I like Cindy Sheehan. She's right up there with my idea. She says, let's leave some guillotines around. Because America's never had a French Revolution where they cut the richest.
Yeah, but that was a mess. You know, that didn't really...
But still, the masses have never revolted against the rich.
Well,
and so the rich are greedy. But no, they haven't.
The Whiskey Rebellion.
But I'm saying in a mass as a whole country and stuff.
Well, that's a difficult thing to do, too. I mean, we have ballot initiatives. They're not being used.
Right.
You see, where they
enforced.
Are being used, actually, the hippies are fucking winning. Really, I mean, there's recreational pot in Colorado and Mexico.
Right. But that's a wedge issue. See, that's another wedge issue. They're always focused on wedge issues.
But then they'll take away your civil rights.
Well, yeah, that's because hippies are more interested in getting
stoned. Every time you think you go forward, you take two steps back.
That's people aren't just all around, you know, competent and stuff. You know, they have their issues. Everybody. The thing is, the Republicans were very good at pulling together all these diverse wedge issues and putting them in and unifying them together.
Yeah.
We do the opposite. We fight with each other and disunity. In fact, that's what anarchism is all about. To split off into a whole bunch of different groups that you can do exactly what you want in that group. But the trouble with that is you have no power then, and you're under fascism.
Right.
Yeah, but
the fascism
whole political
has risen during
mechanism in government is going to fall apart in the next 4 or 5 years.
Well, no, but...
The party system is going to fall apart because there's fighting...
There's going to be an ecologically induced collapse.
That will happen, but probably in the 20s.
Yeah, better save that toilet paper like the, you know,
Y2K. It's food. Like you say, when you say, shoot me, you know...
Just shoot me, I don't want...
Shoot me, they'll be, your neighbors will be feeding off you because there'll be no fucking food.
Well, I have to sleep with a BiPAP, and when the electricity goes, I'm going to wake up I'm going to stop breathing 71 times every hour, so you might as well just shoot me. Oh, and I won't be able to plug in my mobility scooter.
Yeah, the supposed mobility scooter that the cyber stalker claims that she uses.
Because after all, I'm 400 pounds. Funny, when I get up and speak at city council, I forget to bring my mobility scooter.
Well, their whole thing is lies and smears, and that's really
wrong. I have... I have this cloaking device that makes my 400 pounds look only like 200. Because they're criminals, remember?
We need to clean up this town and get rid of criminals like
Take
Back Santa
criminals.
Cruz.
Yeah, well, Take Back Santa Cruz.
I mean, the real criminals. I'm not talking about
people that sit down. What I'm saying is Take Back Santa Cruz.
I'm talking about the child molesters, like Take Back Santa Cruz.
I know, but also I'm saying that Take Back Santa Cruz, I think that they fit the definition of a domestic hate group.
And a cult.
They should be treated as a domestic hate group.
Yeah, but those are legal, right?
No, they aren't.
Yeah,
they're
tell
not?
The background of Take Back
not,
Santa Cruz
it
with
It all depends
Ed.
On which way the political winds are blowing.
But tell them the background
you have free right
for,
to
our, for our listeners about how Take Back Santa Cruz is connected to Ed.
Oh, yes. Well, do you know that Annalisa Cube's dad, Ed Leibowitz, you know, her maiden name, he was high up in the military security establishment.
Oh.
Right. He was... Which
branch?
Well, right now he works at the Naval Postgraduate School, and he used to work at Quantico, and from what I understand, he was part of PSYOPs operation.
Oh, okay.
So basically, he was part of basically
psych
what Take Back Santa Cruz has done. Which
it is psych warfare. Exactly.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Very
yeah.
well organized.
And like, he's right, given a civil hate vigilante cult group tools that they use for finding terrorists in this country. They've given them the... Somehow, like Aaron Whiting and some of the others have gotten these back doors
to Facebook.
To Facebook. They've done these things that
like
they shouldn't
the Nazis.
Be able to do. And I'd like to understand how a paramedic fireman can figure out how to hack Facebook to read messages of people, to do a script that likes all their posts within 20 seconds, can get screenshots into private groups. So we think that NSA is a little angry at Ed, because when you give that to citizens, civilians to use,
to loony ones at
it also
exposes
it for
right.
for
right,
using
exposes
it for
it
terrorists.
To the larger public, because people start saying, oh my god, this shit is out there.
Yeah, because we don't go on topics except to document with PDFs, but the take back batshit crazy ones, cyber stalkers, think they're talking to John and I, and they're actually stalking two, I think there's two different, we call them spooks, but two different law enforcement people that they're stalking. And the police are aware of this now because we just told them on Wednesday.
Again, they don't care.
No, they just don't. They have confirmation bias in their group.
Yeah.
The little bird from Mission Gardens has been telling them all this delusional crap.
See, it doesn't
and
matter.
They buy
whatever
it.
Evidence is presented to them, they're still gonna fit what they've already decided it is. So it
doesn't
matter.
Yeah. So they keep saying that we use all these sock puppets and alts, and we're stalking them, and we deserve everything we get.
Yeah, we deserve
they
all the cyber
the
stalking
license,
that they do to us.
Played off the back of my alarmed car in my Mission Gardens parking lot. Thank goodness. We really believe because there's Police Officer Deeg and Hansen. Are real in with Take Back, and they're in these groups where these people are bragging about cyber stalking and doing criminal stuff. So they know exactly what
the
they're doing.
The police are aware of what Take Back Santa Cruz is up to.
Oh,
they're
they know
all
that
in, they
go around shooting paintballs
yeah,
and throwing bottles at
That's
homeless
why when these
and
people
shooting
who are
guns
victims
at them.
Go to the police department won't serve them, because are they going to, you know, end up having the criminals who are connected to them prosecuted and that being exposed?
Well,
the police are making a mistake because they don't really understand. I mean, the Nazis eventually end up shooting the police.
They understand.
End up killing the police.
Yeah, they got
we
of,
just
yeah.
protest, you know, and throw a few insults around. But
anyone
the right wing kills the police.
Right. But what I'm saying, anyone who's an accessory, like police officers that see these crimes going on, that aren't doing anything about it, you're accessories. And I'm sorry, when we go after these criminals, you're going to be part of it. And I really feel bad for some of them because they actually are really good officers.
Well, in terms of a federal lawsuit, police do not have to enforce crimes.
It's also state.
Just certain ones.
But they can't be...
They can't be aiding and abetting criminals.
And we have evidence of this. Just like the officer we talked to on
That's
Wednesday.
Correct. That's correct.
It turns
yes,
out
they can't
one of his
that.
Family members or his wife, I have a screenshot of her posting some hateful anti-homeless rhetoric. Plus, also being on a thread where they were bragging about cyber stalking my brother and I. That's how we found out who our cyber stalker was. We have license
yeah,
plates.
Yeah, Tom Cunniff.
Because they can't
we know
handle
you're out
that.
There.
yeah, and then Wolf, I got your license plate number. I'm going to run it, and I'm going to find out who you are. And I also just figured out another one. So we pretty much know who you are. We're just waiting.
And we know you have trust funds, too.
Yeah, we're just waiting to
That's where the money is. Get their money.
Right, deep pockets.
Birdie over at Mission Garden has no money.
All those people that got fucked with by the Oklahoma police, they're getting fat fucking dough for it. Unfortunately, they have medical issues.
So if you're going to be cyber-stalked,
get their fucking money.
In the case like ours, that they all have trust funds and houses, and they brag about it, because we got all the evidence.
And they conspire together, because then they're responsible.
Yes, they're all responsible. You can get whoever's got the money.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, the police are finally, offering to help
us. Now, there is a divide and conquer issue for Take Back Santa Cruz. Keep bringing that up, how the rich people are going to get tagged for what their idiot friends are doing as part of the conspiracy.
Yeah, they're going to be. They're all.
But they're not going to believe until you actually sue one of them.
Right.
And then the rich will leave Take Back Santa Cruz.
Oh, we got some really good damages to go to a cyber stalking.
Yeah.
Our cyber stalker said. He admitted that he's cyber-stalking it, and he keeps posting on IndieBay and topics that we deserve everything we get.
No, he says you deserve all the cyber-stalking that's being done to you.
Right.
So he's basically admitting that they're cyber-stalking us.
Yeah, and it's great that he's cyber-stalking NSA spooks. And they can't, and the police keep, it seems like they keep trying to tell Tommy to knock it off.
Yeah.
But he can't control himself. He has some kind of mental illness, and he's obsessed. And we've never even met this guy. We didn't even know who he was.
All right, I'm going to do a wrap up here because we're real close to an hour. So these are better if we just do an hour one. So this has been Pat and John Colby, the winners of the July 2014 Activists of the Month offered by the collective here. They won a free month of programming. They've got three more shows. Not sure when they'll be on. This one will probably be aired later, too. Free Radio Santa Cruz. Thank you.
Sayonara.